Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. It is September 15th. The Yankees are playing the Blue Jays. The series is tied up at one apiece. It's the rubber match on a Sunday with some new additions. Jordan Montgomery will make his return. Dellin Betances will hang out in the bullpen. Chad Green gets the start. My name's John Boy O'Brien, and I am excited to introduce to you my co-host, Jake Storielli.
John Boy O'Brien. That's new.
Yeah.
How about that? Have you done that before?
Oh.
Wow. That's a big thing. Jim, everyone at home, hello, Fear 6, yo, chat going off, good morning, happy football Sunday, Dellin Betances is in uniform.
Yeah.
So, that's good, we've seen him in the dugout previously, but he's wearing a baseball uniform, eligible to pitch, Jonathan Holder to the 60-day IL, Ryan Dull designated. Assignment.
Yeah. R.I.P. Which we said yesterday while he was playing. I don't know if we said that on a show or whatever, but it was like, oh, they're clearly pitching him. And that's it. Yeah, we're in different seats. We really threw him off today with me being on the other side of the screen.
Got.
All right, let's do the lineups real quick. DJ LeMay, he's playing third base, Jake, and batting leadoff. Aaron Judge in right field, batting second. Didi Gregorius, the lefty, in the three-hole, playing short. Glaber, the young stud, behind him, hitting cleanup, playing second base. Brett Gardner, two home runs yesterday, having a career year, is yoked in center field. How many has he played now on the turf? Voit at DH. Ford at first base with the pinch-hit home run yesterday. Good for you, Ford. And Romine back behind the dish. And Wade in left field. Not Clint. So, my points of interest, clearly, is this Gardy's third game? Or did he sit the first game?
I'm not sure.
Because if it's his third... Maben played center field. No, that was in Detroit. Did Gardy play all three games in center field? Because that's kind of...
Could have.
That's not something they, like, usually do. Ford gets the start, Voit at DH, so who's that? So Gio's out, and Wade in left field over Clint.
Yeah, Wade hasn't gotten a start in a little while. I think the only surprise might be, I think Zook for Toronto is a lefty, unless I dream that the wrong way. But I don't know. We're getting Romine in the day game. Mike Ford gets a start because, all he does is pinch hit and hit home runs, and he's forcing their hand. Zook is a righty, so I misdreamed that. So Wade does make some sense, and so does Ford in that case, so cool.
I can't believe you had a wrong dream about TJ Zook.
I know.
Pride of University of Pittsburgh and William Mason High School.
6'7", big boy.
Timothy James. Wow, you could go by Timmy Jimmy if you wanted.
Timmy Jimmy. Kind of been taken.
By who?
Tim Lincecum.
Nah. He's out.
Yeah, but it's a lifetime thing.
Oh,
you win a big award.
Oh, no.
Cy Young winner.
And the Freak was the cooler nickname for him anyway.
He had a lot of them. R.I.P.
Big time Timmy Jimmy. Well, this could be small time Timmy Jimmy.
He probably doesn't want that.
Zook. Zook's pretty cool.
Yeah, name. Zook, you just stand there.
Zook. Oh, here we go. Nope, not what I wanted.
What did you think that was?
The Yankees game locks.
Ah. What are you looking for?
Oh, Gardner.
You
want to
see how Gardner's playing.
No, I just want to see if this is his third start in a row on the turf. I mean, even...
Hit two home runs, you demand a play.
I don't think last year he did that. Yeah. He played 12 innings. They rested him one inning yesterday after the two home runs. And now he's getting the start again.
That was his rest day.
Crazy. What's your what to watch for?
Whoa. No PPP? PPPV?
We can do that first if you want.
We usually do. We're opening with Chad. I saw someone in the chat say no Monty. No, yes, Monty. Monty will be following Chad, bro, to the best of our knowledge. We'll see. We'll see if lights out Chad, you push him for three. If it's just good Chad, he goes two. Bad Chad would be one.
Bad Chad would be one. I think they're going to want it. I think it's 30 to 40 pitches in the middle. So it's up to Chad, like you said. But if he goes through three, that would be, like, impressive.
Yeah, he's got to be lights out, Chad.
Which?
Chad's maximum batters he would face would be, like, 11.
Yeah, that's a good call.
So, we'll see. But he can do it. We've seen him turn it on at times. Monty will be fun. Who knows what they're looking for? I'm guessing 2-3 innings? Three?
Yeah, 40-50 pitches, maybe. What's their lineup? So they got Bo Bichette, Biggio, Grichik, Rowdy, Teoscar, McGuire, Drury, McKinney, Urania. Do they have any lefties in there, Jake?
McKinney is a lefty. McGuire might hit lefty. Tellez is switch, and Biggio is lefty.
My thought process is if they had, like, a spot where they're like, we're going to bring Monty in here to face these lefties. But it seems like that's not an option.
Yeah, I don't think so. Maybe Biggio the second time around if that happens, but that'd still be good.
I'm trying to look at Chad's batters faced. The last three outings have been 8, 9, and 9. 31 pitches, 37, 39. So, like, if he goes three innings, basically he throws three perfect-ish innings.
Yeah. I mean, his three against Oakland was 11 batters faced with a couple hits in there. So, yeah. I think that's, like, the far end of the spectrum.
Yeah. Cool. You like Labor batting cleanup? Gardner batting fifth? Who cares about any of that at this point, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, excited to see Mike Ford in there.
Dude, Mike Ford, the pinch hit home runs.
That's a good way to boost your stats.
One for one with a homer.
Yeah.
But do you think... I mean, Mike Ford's not getting starts in the playoffs. Do you think there's any...
Is he on the playoff roster?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Do you think there's any part like, wow, if he...
Too many weeks out.
We're like a week and a half out.
And we've seen two guys go down in a day. As of right now, I don't think he's on the playoff roster, but that could change.
Like, because Wade would be on there for speed and defense, but what if they're like, fuck... Like, if this dude is a lefty pinch hit at the Yankee Stadium,
they very well could, and that could probably be at Wade's expense, and they just use Maben as the pinch runner.
That's what I was just thinking, if, like, even if the Yankees would have that, like, little, like, ooh, moment, where, like, maybe. Because I think it was an absolute no in my head, and now I don't know. I'm trying to look at Wade's game logs, because it feels like he's been hitting the ball really hard. Are the results there? Since coming up... All right, since this is his, like, seventh time getting a stint, Wade is slashing a .304 batting average, .360 on base percentage, .838 OPS in 6 games started and 12 games, 25 plate appearances. That's probably his best stretch of his career.
One of his better, yeah.
He's got 2 doubles, a triple, 2 walks. Yeah, cool. Good for you, man. Wow.
He's belonged. That's why he was so mad at the start of the season.
Let's see what he did in April, just for fun.
Looks like he hit .227 with a .333 on base.
.561.
Yeah.
Damn.
5 steals, none caught.
Well, yeah, what if Ford had developed some speed? Is there the what ifs you got to look for?
Yep, a lot can happen in the next week.
The good thing is the bullpen got fully rested yesterday. Like, the big guys. And I'm going to guess the pitching path to victory. It seems like it's... Is Dellen a guaranteed throwing
That's
today?
What we don't know. That's the unknown. Is the plan Chad for 2-3, Monty for 3-ish, and then Dellen for 1 for sure? Or do they want to see where the game is at? That's what we don't know. You'd think that Dellen coming back would mean it's part of a plan, but not necessarily too. You could see them waiting for the right kind of lower leverage to get him ML. Like, just get him MLB innings at this point.
Why send him to Toronto if he's not pitching today? That's my thought. Like, just, hey, we're coming to the stadium on Tuesday, hang out.
And I mean, it's not like it's the West Coast. I mean, it's Toronto. It's not too far off.
It just seems like if he's not pitching, they would have said, you know, we'll meet you at the stadium and we'll make you let you debut. So I'm guessing he's going to see some innings today because with Monty going, it just kind of fits the bill. Like a let's see what we got game.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we've talked about the variance that a Chad Monty day. A Chad Monty day could be six innings. A Chad Monty day could be four innings. So I think that'll depend on. I think they like to use him, but they want to see the game flow a little bit.
No, I'm gonna guess that he comes in, but I'm not. I just think my only logic is if they don't plan on using him, they would have just had him hang out and let him make his debut at the stadium.
Right, but think about what you said. Off day tomorrow, everybody rested. If it's the fifth or sixth inning and it's a one-run game, you're not just going to throw Dellen into that. I know game results don't matter at this point.
I think they would.
I don't think they would. No.
Because I think that...
Because you don't put a formerly hurt player who used to be elite like that into that situation. You don't want Dellen coming in thinking like, oh, I've got to be special and lights out right off the bat.
Oh, I think he'd... Yeah. I don't think anyone feels that way about these games.
Yeah, they want to win the series.
But my guess, my thing is, like, with the off day on Monday, if they don't pitch him today, then it pushes back his chances to build arm speed. So I think Dellen's going to be on, like, an every three games, no matter the situation, the rest of the season.
Yeah, maybe.
So we'll see. Ben Heller can pitch. Everyone can pitch in a close game. But it seems to be Chad to Monty, and I think Dellen's going to get some innings. That's it. My what to watch for? Damn. Is all the four-letter last names.
Okay.
Voight, Ford, Wade. Here's what I want to see out of Voight. Power and patience. A walk and an extra base hit today.
Wow.
Ford, home run. Wade, I want him to get on first somehow and steal second, then third.
Okay. So just stolen base, home run. Well, it's a hell of a what to watch for.
Yeah, that's what I'm watching for. That's what I need out of these spring
training. You're all around it. You're all around it.
Yeah?
But you missed it.
What'd I miss?
Austin Romine.
He had another
one. The Roe Show continues. Was it three straight multi-hit games?
No, it's got to be four, I think.
It's three or four. Let's see.
Four.
Four straight multi... In September, he's only had multi-hit games.
Four.
Only. That's all he's done. And I mean, I've tweeted out and I was showing everyone that would listen the stats. Since mid-July, he's been incredible. Like, very, very good. And still has limited sample size, but it's the Roe Show until it's not.
Raymond. They said they're going to split time with him and Higgy. Like, it's not going to be clear-cut. Right. Which Flaherty was not happy about. Because I think as a backup catcher, he's like, that's bullshit.
Right. I kind of earned that. But I think the Yankees have made that known earlier in the season, too.
They did. They said, you know.
They did that when Gary was out.
Yeah.
I don't know. If Romine's playing like this, well, they want to keep him healthy, too, because he could be our playoff starting catcher.
Yep. Damn, that's crazy. All right, you want to do the homer draft?
We do the homer draft. It's the homer draft. It's the homer draft.
Homer draft. If anyone was watching yesterday, I entered in Gardner's name, and I accidentally had the all caps on.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, Gardner's going in all caps, and he hit two home runs. So, coincidence? Serendipity?
I think not.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. You can't do the caps on purpose, but if it ever accidentally happens again, we know what that means.
It's a little spooky.
Call your bookie.
And say what?
All caps.
Bookie's hanging that up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's not a call a bookie wants to get.
No. Oh, cops are here? Cops?
Cap? No.
No, all caps.
Okay. Money on the Capitals.
Ooh.
I go first?
Yep.
Okay. I have taken Gio Urshela, David John LeMahieu, Gleyber Torres, and Tyros Estrada, which was just a bully pick by the crowd. It probably wasn't the best pick. I am going to take, and I think I'm going to be able to double up, because my second pick will be Aaron Judge. I'll take Didi and Judge.
Oh, cockroach. Okay.
What are you taking?
Well, I cannot take... Who can I take? I can't take Gardner, Gleyber, Voit, or Judge, or Didi. So I can take DJ LeMay if I want him. Mm. I can take Voit if I want him. No, I can't. I can take Ford if I want him. I can take Romine, and I can take Wade. Okay, so then I think I might go Ford... And it's Wade, Romine, or DJ? It's a toss-up between DJ and Romine.
I like both of them.
I'm going to go DJ.
I think it's the right pick, but I don't know.
Okay.
Normally I know, but I think that's the right pick.
He's in there in all caps, but that's just how I spell his name. It doesn't count. No.
That's an abbreviation.
Mm-hmm. DJ LeMahieu. Yeah. Brian Hoke turned me onto that. Or someone did. No, it was Kreisman.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It was Kreisman.
Yeah.
Brian Hoke taught me how to spell DJ LeMahieu.
LeMahieu.
He's like, it's Lamah.
Lamahieu?
Something like that. It was pretty cool of him. Over under.
Yikes.
I got
You're trying to get out of Toronto, am I right?
I had it until I didn't yesterday.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I was there, did it.
In it.
Yeah.
Whole show.
Do I have to look it up?
Yes.
What do you think it is?
Over under, Zook Troop versus Chad Green. They go to 10.5. 10.5. Zook Young could be bad. Yanks could throw kitchen sink.
They have Gumby as the starter.
Right.
So I'm guessing they made the over-under thinking Gumby's the starter.
Which doesn't change much.
10. What you have it as?
10.5.
I'm going over.
I think I'm going under.
Oh, wow.
I think there's a lot of excitement. I know these late games, like we've been saying, they don't matter as much, but you still find exciting things. Monty coming back. Dellen's on the team again. I think, and with the fully rested four horsemen, I think the Yanks shut him down. Interested to see what Zook's got.
When I think...
And it's getaway day, bro.
Yeah.
Big time getaway day.
Well, I think the Blue Jays are going to be assholes about that. When I say over-under, sometimes I think of... limbo versus a jumping competition.
Okay.
Kind of just, I see a bar, and it's right. Like, do I want to go over under
how
that
am I
bar?
Going? Yeah.
And limbo sucks. I hate the limbo, and I'm an avid jumper. So it's usually why I like the overs.
All right.
Thoughts?
It's one way to think about something, for sure.
Thank you.
For sure.
Thank you. Oh, my back just gave out.
Yeah. I haven't really been on the screen, huh? I've been like half in. Oh.
Thank you for watching the pregame show. We will be back. What are we doing tomorrow? No, there's no game. So
we're not going to do a pregame show tomorrow because there's no game.
Enjoy the baseball and your Sundays, and we will be recording tonight after the series. Jake, last words.
Fishies.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.